Imagine an economy that's constantly evolving, with new industries emerging and old ones shrinking, and you'll understand why updating the base year for calculating GDP is crucial. The Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, or MoSPI, has just released revised national accounts statistics, adopting 2020-23 as the new base year, replacing the earlier 2011-12 base. This revision is significant because it reflects the structural changes in the economy, especially the post-pandemic, digitally transformed Indian economy of the 2020s. But why does this matter? A GDP base year serves as the reference point against which real, or inflation-adjusted, growth is measured. Over time, the structure of the economy changes, with new industries emerging, such as digital services and electric vehicles, and some sectors shrinking. The relative price weights also shift, and a dated base year can distort growth measurements by using outdated price weights. The United Nations System of National Accounts, or SNA, recommends updating base years every 5 to 10 years. Now, let's look at India's base year revision history. The base year has been revised several times, from 1950-51 to 1960-61, 1970-71, 1980-81, 1993-94, 1999-2000, 2004-05, 2011-12, and now 2020-23. This periodic revision ensures that the GDP calculation remains accurate and reflects the current state of the economy. The most significant methodological change in the revised series is the adoption of double deflation, which is the international best practice recommended under SNA 2008. Double deflation provides a more accurate measure of real value added at the industry level because input and output prices can move differently. For example, in manufacturing, the price of raw materials, or inputs, can rise faster than finished goods, or output, which single deflation misses. The revised series also adopts the System of National Accounts 2008, or SNA 2008, framework, which is the internationally agreed framework maintained jointly by the UN, IMF, World Bank, OECD, and Eurostat. Key features of SNA 2008 include treating research and development expenditure as capital formation or investment, not current expenditure, improved treatment of financial intermediation services, better coverage of the informal economy through enterprise surveys, and inclusion of updated MCA 21 corporate database for private sector estimation. The revised series uses improved data sources, including the MCA 21 database, which is the Ministry of Corporate Affairs registry of all registered companies, providing annual financial data for corporate sector GDP. Other data sources include NSS Enterprise Surveys, which are updated surveys of unorganized or informal sector enterprises, GSTN data, which is GST network transaction data for better indirect tax base estimation, and PLFS, which is the Periodic Labor Force Survey for Employment and Compensation Data. Now, let's talk about the UPSC angle. MoSPI conducts GDP estimation, and the National Statistical Office, or NSO, is within MoSPI. India's first GDP estimates were published in 1948-49. The GDP deflator, which is used in national accounts, differs from the Consumer Price Index, or CPI, and the Wholesale Price Index, or WPI. For prelims, it's essential to know which ministry does what, with MoSPI handling statistics and the Finance Ministry handling the budget. The UPSC relevance of this topic is significant, with the revised GDP base year and methodology change being important for both prelims and mains. For prelims, remember the new base year, 2020-23, double deflation, SNA 2008, and the MCA 21 database. For mains, focus on GDP measurement methodology, base year significance, India's growth measurement challenges, and informal sector coverage. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The new base year is 2020-23, replacing the earlier 2011-12 base. The real GDP growth for 2023-24 is 7.6%. The nominal GDP for 2023-24 is approximately 295 lakh crore rupees or $3.57 trillion US dollars. The fiscal deficit, revised, is 4.5% of GDP and the government debt to GDP is 58.1%. The old method of calculating GDP used single deflation, while the new method uses double deflation, which provides a more accurate measure of real value added at the industry level. The framework used is SNA 2008, which is the UN System of National Accounts 2008. The data sources used include the MCA 21 database, NSS Enterprise Surveys, GSTN data, and PLFS. The base year revision history is also important to note, with revisions from 1950-51 to 2020-23. The key features of SNA 2008 include treating research and development expenditure as capital investment, improved financial intermediation services, better informal sector coverage, and a joint standard maintained by the UN, IMF, World Bank, OECD, and Eurostat. Other relevant facts include the GDP deflator being different from CPI and WPI, India's first national income estimate being published in 1931-32 by V.K.R.V. Rao, and the National Statistical Commission being a statutory advisory body for statistics. In conclusion, the revision of the GDP base year to 2020-23 is a significant step towards accurately measuring India's economic growth, and it's essential for UPSC aspirants to understand the methodology and data sources used. This change will have a profound impact on how we understand India's economy and its growth trajectory, and it's crucial to stay updated on these developments to excel in the UPSC examination.